Imagine we know systems, and then we have the hand of God to help us. Are you seeing the difference?
Yes.
Now, so when we are dealing with the divine income, this is where God says, I will do what? Then God says there, he says, I will open to you his good treasure. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in his season. Now, when you see scripture there, speaking of land in its season, it is dealing with the farming. You're getting that? Now, you'll be doing what everybody does. This farming, others also do farm. You understand? However, there is something that is beyond that, which is the hand of God. So, let me explain something to you, because we're about to pray. There are things which God will open to you. There are things which God will what? Open to you. It's good treasure.
Oh, yes.
There are things that God will open to you. Now, let me say this prophetic statement to each one of you. This is not a moment and a time. When we are praying for breakthroughs, this is not a time of just believing.
Amen.
This is a moment of experiencing. Otherwise, this would be a tradition where you believe, we pray, we're done next year. You believe, you pray, you're done. Tell yourself it's a moment of experiencing.
Yes.
Come on, I didn't hear you.
It's
say louder, say it's a moment of experiencing.
It's a moment of experiencing.
Am I talking to somebody? You have to understand these things. God, oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you here?
Yes.
So what am I saying? So I'm saying is, much as we have got things, your business, your plans, your what. In a business, when you are dealing with business growth, when you are doing the business growth, you can't talk about business growth without sales. And you can't talk about sales without capital, cash flow. All right? Now, you can't talk about business growth. And now, on this based on sales, there are different types of sales. You can't sell anything without these things. Number one, you have what you call relationship sales. These are sales you sell because you know someone. Someone knows you. For example, you have opened a saloon. So someone will come to you because they know you. These are products which people buy you because they're at your reach. You know them. So you make these sales. I'm about to show you a very important aspect here, because we have people who think we just pray, breakthrough, 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 things will happen. I should also teach you something that you should understand. Then we have expertise sales. Now, these are sales which you sell because you're an expert. You know you're good at selling it. So the person knows, you know, what is value proposition? You know how to position yourself. You know value equity. You understand the positioning. Am I talking to you? So this person, whether you went to school or you did what, you understand these things. You know the markets. You know how to sell a product. You know. Now, so that's, those are the sales. Now, you have what we call, which is the last one, referral sales. Now, these are sales which people will be referring to each other, like, oh, this product is good, and you go to buy it because somebody referred someone to someone.
Amen.
Now, if you don't understand these three, no matter how you talk about business growth, your business will never grow. Because what grows your business are sales. And the sales come by either you are an expert in actually knowing how to market your product, or you have created relationships. On relationships, it also has got two facets. There is one which are immediate relationships, people who know your products. Number two, it is what they call partnerships, where you create partners to partner with your business. Now, all those are relationships. Now, when you can't talk about sales without talking about cash flow. Now, if they were talking about the cash flow, talking about currency, something is moving. And this creates what is known as what? Capital gains. So how much money you are gaining from what you are buying? Now, if you understand these two properly, before we even talk about prayer, because I want to speak this before we talk about prayer, then we talk about business growth. Now, you can't talk about business growth without also understanding stages of business. So you have the first stage being inception stage, where your business is being conceived. And this is the point where you identify the problem. What problem am I solving? You understand?
Well, yes.
Number two, you validate the market. Does this market exist? You find your first customers. And you make first sales. Oh, the business is there. Then your business graduates from inception and now goes to survival. Where now your business can survive. But why is it called survival? Because your business moves, or your product, whatever you are doing, it is moving, but it can't move without you. So for it to still stay, it has to survive. You have to be there. You make profits, but are minimal. Are you getting that? You make money, but it's minimal. And in most businesses, they get stuck on these two stages. One, at inception, where in fact it's just starting. With first customers, what then it dies there. And some, it moves into survival. They make profits and not a lot, and then it still stays there. From there, it goes to the third level, which is the kickoff. For those who did business psychology, they know what I'm talking about. So, when it goes to kickoff, so kickoff is a point where you are now going to launch it to another level. So it's already there, it's surviving, but during surviving, you create structure. It is during survival where you create systems. And these systems are scalable. These systems, you deliberately created them for leverage in the future. Because when you go to the bank, for example, you want to get a loan, they want to see if you've got bank records, you've got books, if they are okay, if they are updated, if you pay tax. So it is during the survival where people can now structure, put systems, and then you can now use that to leverage, to kick off, either to get a loan or to get funding. Or if you already have fund, now you'll be launching it to another level, which is the fourth stage in business, and it is known as the transformational level or stage, where now you are now expanding it. You have got more customers, you are creating more franchises, whether you want to open another place or you want to extend, whatsoever you want to do. But this is the highest level that you want to do. That I have said this, and why am I saying these things to you? There's a reason why I'm saying this.
Okay.
Have you seen what I've explained?
Yes.
From sales to business growth to cash flow. Okay? It's not just about selling things. It's about making money. It's about having profits. Yeah, are you here, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, when we speak of breakthrough, this is where the problem now is. When we speak of breakthrough, you just move from what I shared with you, from inception, boom, straight into transformational. Now imagine the stages you have jumped. God just opened a door for you, boom. Now you have it. But the problem now is you have no structure. Most breakthroughs come to us when we have no structure. I'm talking to you, right? Breakthroughs come to us when we have got no systems. And that's why they don't look like breakthroughs at all. And this is why so many people, when a miracle happens to them, it will take 2 months, 3 months, it's not there. And they're still praying for breakthrough, even if it came. Because when the miracle happened, it didn't find a structure. You get excited with the door that opened and immediately begin to move. No structure. Do you understand that you can, God can open a door for you? Today's prayer will bring a breakthrough. But when the breakthrough comes, sustain it. Sustain it. When a miracle happens, sustain it. Keep that breakthrough. Don't be rigid in your thinking. There are people who are fixed. They can't think further. I've seen people who say, me, I work, I don't do business. It's like they can't think beyond that. Ask yourself a question, what can I do beside what I'm doing? What can run even if I'm still doing this? Because we cannot be talking about, I'm praying for breakthrough, yet you are working as a teacher, and that's all what you do. Your salary will not give you the breakthrough we're talking about. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
Your salary will not give you the breakthrough we're talking about. We are dealing with, we want you to understand that it's beyond.
Yes.
Can you imagine what God is saying? He says, I will open what? The good treasures. How? He says, I'll give you the good rain you're looking for.
My God.
What you will do with the rain is your responsibility.
Yes.
You will choose to farm or not.
Oh, yes.
You will choose to utilize the rain or not. But what God is saying, I'll open the good treasure. My How? God. By opening what?
Rain.
The heavens and giving you good what?
Rain.
So if God gives you good rain, why is he giving good rain? So God can open the doors. But for you to stay inside is what you know. So in this fast we are praying for breakthrough, I want you to invite you that yes, we are praying for it, but God should give you wisdom to have structures, to have systems, because money does not follow prayer alone. Money follows structure. I'm trying to talk to somebody.
Oh, yes.
Somebody say, money follows structure.
Money follows structure.
Money follows structure. You'll find someone is praying, but they don't even know how to talk. They don't even know communication, because money understands the language. Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because we all know people who God blessed in the Bible with money. There are people like who? Solomon. But what was behind the Solomon? Wisdom. So before you follow the money of Solomon, before you pray, God open the doors like Solomon, understand the principal thing, wisdom. As we are praying for breakthrough, we're not going to pray for breakthrough for money alone. We want to tell God in this prayer, in this fasting, God, give me a structure. Give me wisdom. Show me. What can I build? These are prayers we pray as grown-up people. We ask God, on what I'm doing that is not moving. Open my eyes. What system can I build? What idea can I add? Who can I speak to? You begin to repurpose the hidden assets. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I told you this before, that in your phone, right in your phone, there are certain people that are very important. It will only take God to open your eyes. You can just talk to that person. Boom, the breakthrough is there. That person can connect you, can take you to an office you never thought. They're in your contacts. You have them. So, People have got hidden assets and they don't even know. It takes wisdom. So we are not just here blindly praying. We are praying for breakthrough. Ah, la, 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 la. Open the door, open the door. Lord, Lord, open the door. Open the door. No.
Amen.
We're not praying like that. Not in my church. Somebody said, not in my church.
Not in my church.
Not in my church. Say it again. Say, not in my church.
Not in my church.
We don't pray like that. We are wise, sir. We are intelligent. We understand the marketplace.
Yes.
We know how to pray. So when we are praying for breakthrough today, we'll be praying for strategies. We'll be praying for divine what? Connections. We'll be praying God bring people who are important. Ah. Am I speaking to somebody? We are about to pray for breakthroughs right now. Ask God, if you've got an idea that is stuck, ask God, open my eyes. You see, people in the church, they just pray, Father, open my eyes. I want to see in the spirit. And then when they see something, like, amen, amen, amen. I was praying and then I saw something like a flag. It was black. It went like, phew. No. See strategy. See strategy. Tell me anyone on the Bible who said they saw something flying like voo. Everybody who saw, they said we saw when they came from seeing, they'll be like, God has showed us how we're going to do this battle. They would come with a strategy. They would come with an idea. Am I talking to you? We are not here just to pray blindly, like we are just praying. No. Ask God, which organization can I work with? Am I discussing this with somebody else?
Yes.
Know how to talk. You see, the church doesn't even know conversations. They don't even know money conversations. And that's the biggest problem. And this is what we are praying for today. Do you know that a poor person, when he meets a rich person, it's not common for the rich person to call that poor person. Do you understand?
Yes.
But do you know you can position yourself in a way that the rich person will be the one looking for your number? There are many conversations and there are four. And I'm teaching you today as we're fasting because I want you to understand that money will not just follow our prayer. Money will follow our structure. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
We are breaking through. One of the biggest areas God told him, he said, breakthrough, my son, was on knowledge.
Amen.
He said, have business knowledge.
Amen.
The moment I broke through that area, the prayer was not even much necessary.
Amen.
When you break through to know certain things that others don't know,
Amen.
It's also a breakthrough.
Amen.
Wisdom on its own is a what?
It's
a breakthrough.
Amen.
What I'm teaching you right now already is a breakthrough.
Oh, yes.
There are things you are knowing. The first conversations, they are conversations that it takes. These conversations don't attract money. If I meet him and he's a rich person, then I'm coming to him, I'm like, oh, this project, I want you to give it to me. That is a conversation that it takes. I can promise you, he will never call me. If I meet someone who has projects and I come there and all I want is to take the contract from that person, I will not get it. Why you? There are other people out there. And the conversations that give. These ones are 50-50. Either you can get it or not. These are those conversations where people say, we have this company, we offer this, we do this, and we can also do that. Ever heard like that? People are saying, this is what we do, and we can do this. We do this, we do this. It's like you want to give a service. It's 50-50. It's a money conversation, but it's 50-50. You can either get something or not. And then, are you through here?
Oh, yes.
There are conversations that it humanizes. And Indians are very good at it. That's why Indians will take most government projects across Africa, see people who are behind them. Are you still here or you are tired? Check. Almost the whole Africa, check around. Who is behind major projects of government? It's Indians. Because they know how to humanize. I have met them before. They tell, Mr. Bashir, I said, yes, can we have dinner? So they know. I'm talking to him. He doesn't even tell me he has come for business. You'll be telling me about my watch. He'll be like, hey, this watch is so nice. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I promise you, if he meets someone who comes and he's being humanizing, and he meets someone who all he wants is money, you look at two people. One looks like he's being friendly, and it's beyond just the money. And the one all they're looking for is your money. Who between these two you make a decision to think you'll work with? Then there are conversations that builds. This is where money is.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Okay. This is where a person comes to you and they don't come to you not to take. They say to you, we have got this thing and we know you are very powerful. I'm just giving an example. We know you, with your brand, you need someone who has got the skill that can manage the type of a brand you are. Already, I've made him think, these people, they want to build who I am. Same camera. One can come and they say, I want to be shooting you. I'll be like, but I already have a camera, guys. Another one will say, we are experts. You're hearing that? We are experts of photography. We integrate AI, technology, and photography. And with who you are, we feel like we can actually add a value to your brand. We want to promote your brand. This person who's talking is building. He's not just trying to take money from me. These conversations are different. Now, imagine God just opened a door for you from here. And you are here. You are in a meeting where there is money. You are there. And all you are talking is, give me the contract. God opened a door for you. And you enter that room, you don't even know the conversations. All you want, there's no structure, no systems, no knowledge, no what. All you want, and this is why so many believers, you can agree with me. They've got documents with them, and they keep on saying, Papa, this money, it has to be released. They've got things that they are not released because God opened the doors. But what is remaining now is structure, knowledge, wisdom, and the systems. So God told me that the prayer I will pray first before we even pray for other spiritual areas. The prayer, I want you to break through into these things I'm talking about. May God open your eyes. That when you get into a place, doors just open for you. Because you know how to communicate. You know how to talk. You know how to sell. Am I speaking to you? Now, so number one. We are going to pray. This one, you're not going to stand up. You pray as you are seated. Pray that God should open your eyes, your ears, and your understanding, and he must give you insight. Whatsoever is ahead of you, insight. Are you here? God should give you insight. Whether it's mining, whether it's farming, whether it's online business, whatsoever it is, you are going to break through, and I can promise you. You see, if you are receiving, has got hunger. Somebody say,
I'll have a breakthrough.
I don't care how old you are, whether 18 or 19. A breakthrough is coming. I said, I don't care how old you are. I said, I don't care how old you are. Hey. Money doesn't follow age.
Oh, yes.
Money follows structure. So imagine you praying today to say, Father, I want to break through. I want to have a structure. I want to have the wisdom. I want to have the insight. Because whatsoever you're looking for, it's there.
Amen.
What we are waiting for now is your system, your structure.
Amen.
Now, system's going to be built. Structure's going to be built. But if you, as a person, you are also not ready, nothing will happen. Because breakthrough will happen. The rain will come. But do you know farming? Open again the scripture. Can you read it again? Now you understand the scripture very differently. Just read it again. What does the Bible say? Deuteronomy.
The Lord will open to you his good treasure. The heavens to give the rain to your land in its season. And to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations. But you shall not borrow.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 7 to 9.
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills.
What do you do with those water?
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.
You see that? So God is saying, I will take you to a land where there is water. And the land also is what? It's good. It does not mean that the wheat you find there grows by itself. Those who understand this, they'll have breakthroughs this year. As anyone hearing me, you have a breakthrough this year. Anybody hearing me, I say you have a breakthrough this year. You have a breakthrough. Time has come when you should begin to pray for these things. I need a breakthrough in this area. I need a breakthrough in this area. I need a breakthrough in this area. So I'm going to pray now that God, I know you have given me the land. I know you have given me the brooks of water that flows by themselves, the springs. Now give me ideas. One of you, wake up one day. One of you who's hearing me, whether you're in this room or you're watching me, you will wake up with an idea that's going to shock the whole world. May God give breakthrough to your children. May God give breakthrough to your family. Am I speaking to you? So the day I prayed, God said to me, he said, have a breakthrough in this area. I didn't hesitate. I began studying business. I began studying systems. I began knowing what is this, what is that. Became an actual breakthrough in my life. I discovered there were things I didn't know. So we're going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. And everybody else here is going to pray. God. And you will see what will happen. God will give you an idea. It will look so simple, but it will give you money you have never thought about. Because what God is going to give you is the rain. God told Isaac. Isaac said, Lord, should I leave this land? God said, do not leave. He said, plant in the same land. And Isaac planted in the same land and harvested 100-fold. God will give you the harvest, but the planting is you. Now we're about to pray. I want you to pray. God, give me wisdom. Give my husband wisdom. Give my wife wisdom. Open my eyes. Open our eyes. My children, open them. Give them breakthrough. You will see what will happen. This breakthrough will manifest either through one, a divine connection. Someone from nowhere will come and will introduce you, or we introduce you to a job or to promotion or to a project or to a contract. But when that door opens now, you have to sustain it. Two, it will happen suddenly. Some of the businesses you have, which no one is buying from, suddenly you'll find a big customer who would want to buy in millions. Three, you're going to be introduced some of you to funding that you never thought it would come.
I receive.
Someone will come from somewhere, and then there'll be a funding you never thought.
I receive.
Number four, some of you are going to have partners. Someone will come and say, can we have a joint venture with you? And they'll mention an amount of money you never thought.
I receive.
But if there is no system and structure, that person will pull out. They won't tell you. They will say to you, can we do it together? Say yes, yes, yes. Then when they start chatting with you and they discover that you have no systems, no structure, you are disorganized, before you know it, they have stopped answering their phone calls. And you'll be wondering, like, but we had a discussion. What happened? They realized you have no system, no structure. We're going to pray today. God, give me systems. Give me structures. Whatsoever, give me an idea how I can run it. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, yes. That's the first prayer we want to make. And I'm telling you, before December, you are supposed to be a multimillionaire. You are receiving. Is not receiving at all. Say it again. So I receive it.
I receive.
Shout, I receive systems.
I receive systems.
I receive structures.
I receive structures.
Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
Most things in Africa, I've discovered, and most Africans, let me use this word, most Africans do not have systems. In farming, there are no farm records. Just to do it. I'm farming. There are no farm records, and because you cannot compare, you can't even have a graph how you did last of last year, how you did last year, and how you did this year. You can't even know when did you make proper profits and why. What were the problems for you to upgrade yourself, for you to know what to do next? Yes, I'm doing farming, Papa. What are you doing? I'm doing farming. You're doing farming. Yes. No records, no nothing, no systems, no, we are doing farming. And when they harvest, they saw things, we sowed, this year, that's it, then we are doing again. I'm doing mining.
That's powerful.
Listen to me, you need a breakthrough. The first breakthrough is into wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom came first,
yes,
before the money of Solomon.
Amen.
Forward. What came first was not money. What came first? Wisdom. Am I talking to you? We're about to pray. I've told you. And I'm putting emphasis. We are praying. I know what I'm talking about. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. God is going to multiply. God will give you the harvest. We'll do the farming. God will give us the harvest. Jesus said it. He said, look, the harvest is plenty. He said, but God is looking for laborers.
Amen.
Say, God is the owner of the harvest, but we need laborers, people who can do it, people who can execute. You have an idea. I know some of you got a salon, it's not even moving at all. If we go to your salon right now, okay, there is no structure, no system. People come on their own to come and do hair. And when they're done, they go. No follow-up, no customer retention plan, no nothing. Meanwhile, another person next to your saloon has got a customer retention plan. When a customer come, they're given a small coffee, they're drinking coffee there, you know, they're waiting, they're entertained, they're nice, slow music playing, and their phone numbers are taken. And they also introduced, next time, you can actually book an appointment on a website. Well, we have got this, or WhatsApp business. You have no WhatsApp business, no website, no nothing, just saloon. Sharaba, breakthrough, breakthrough. No, there'll be no breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. Meanwhile, your friends are calling those customers. Hello, yeah, it's a saloon. You were here 3 days ago. We just want to see how is everything. Is the hair still fine? Can you imagine? Is the hair still fine? Yes. Is there anything we can help you? We're looking forward to having you next time. Meanwhile, there's a system. People can just go there and log and Google and find everything and do it and book an appointment. That's it. Well, you, it's just the, you people go there and say, loud music, boom, 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 boom. Like, what is this? And you are doing people's hair and their gossips the whole saloon. Listen, one of the reasons today we didn't eat, we want a breakthrough.
Amen.
And the biggest breakthrough we are getting today is wisdom. Wisdom. God, give me wisdom. You know, to some people, they're like, me, I'm waiting in the part where we're going to command demons to come out. I'm waiting that the part where Papa will say, let's command demons. Really? Really? We are praying right now. You will see what will happen. Are you hearing me? I want you to raise up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I raise my hands. I ask for forgiveness. Wherever you open the door for me, but ignorance, close the doors for me. I ask for forgiveness. I pray for knowledge. Give me knowledge. As your word says, pray for understanding. I now pray for understanding. As your word says, ask for wisdom. I ask for the wisdom. Father, this is my breakthrough. I receive divine insight. I receive divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I position myself at a place of abundance. I position myself at a place of miracles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray on your own. Pray for wisdom. Ask for understanding. This shall be your breakthrough. I'm telling you as a prophet of God. This shall be your breakthrough. Wisdom upon you. Wisdom upon you. Understanding. Insight. Do not take this prayer for granted. Do not take this prayer for granted. I am telling you, your breakthrough is in this prayer. That miracle you're looking for is in this prayer. You will have a meeting this week.
Yes.
You will have a meeting next month.
Yes.
Something is going to shift.
Yes.
Pray in the name of Jesus. A door is going to open for you. You will receive an unusual email. Something is going to happen. Someone will give you a phone call. And from that moment, things will begin to happen.
Yes.
Make a prayer in the name of Jesus.
Zetotia hante, rekushanto pradia mata, rika santa pahante, rakushanto pradia mato, rako santa prahate, rekeredia mato. Pray, somebody pray, declare something, wisdom of God, less upon me, in the name of Jesus, rika santa pradia, let your mind be enlightened, in the name of Jesus, rika santa prahanda, rakushanta pahase, rekeredia mato. Rakusanto Bahate, Rika Santo Brahata, Zelatia Manto, Zelatia Manto, Baruska Tia Mante, Zelenunda Sasio Manto, Palusa Tia Hate, Reco Santa Pradia Manto, Rakusanto Brahate, Rika Santa Pradia, Intaluso, Paluska Tia Manto. Make prayer, somebody, make prayer, somebody.
Wherever you are, get ready for great things and surprises. If you have your bank card or anything from point of contact, documents, anything, I just want to pray right this moment. This is second now level. The first level is said where you act, where you have to do something. Okay? I showed you about business growth, what happens, and the problem is when God just opened the door for you, boom, you are there, and you don't even know how to sell. Now, but the second one now is where we are talking about supernatural breakthrough. This is where I want us to pray. We see in the Bible how a woman, a widow, how God supernaturally increased her food. There are some of you here, you need a miracle. You are in heavy debt. And some of you here, if nothing will be done, you'll be in big problem. We need a miracle now. Some of you have got projects you're doing and they are stuck. You need a miracle now. Some of you, all you need is a breakthrough to get a job. And some of you, it's your children. You want them to get jobs. And some of you, you need a breakthrough now to have this door open. So we're about to make that prayer. This level is where God promises, I will go before you. Am I talking to somebody? I will what? I will go before you and make what? The crooked path straight. This is not just a saying. If you believe it, it can happen. God can go ahead of you. Somebody say, receive. You must understand that breakthrough is a sound. Breakthrough is a sound. That word, and I want you to understand this, it is first a sound before it is a reality. That's why everyone in the Bible who had breakthrough, there was a sound. And the sound could be the voice of God, what God has said, God spoke it, but it becomes a sound before it is a what? A reality. This is why there's no any place Israel had breakthrough without a shofar being blown. Whenever they blew a trumpet, wherever there was an obstacle, whether it's the walls of Jericho, they were supposed to fall. So my message I'm speaking to you, this prophetic sound I'm talking to you, it is coming to confirm the breakthrough about to happen. Because before it's a reality, it is a sound. Am I talking to you? Before. Because you have to understand this. When even the business which died. Are you hearing me? Okay. Let me tell you something. Are you aware that something that died listens to the voice of God more than things which are awake? Now, let me prove to you. Do you know when the bones were all over in the valley, God said to a prophet, he said, speak to the bones. Amen. All the bones they needed was a sound. When a prophet spoke, what was dead came alive. And haven't you heard what the Bible said? It says what? Jesus shall come with a voice and a sound of an archangel, and the dead shall rise first. The people who hear the sound first will not be those who are alive. You, I don't know if you're getting it. People who shall hear the sound that Jesus is coming will be the dead. You bump with a dead person like this, like, my aunt, it's too late. Before you know it, we are leaving. So the dead hears the sound of God. So I don't care whether your business died, whether that connection died, it will hear the sound. Before it is a reality, it is a sound that comes first. So when a prophet comes with a sound, and he says, there is breakthrough. Yes. When you hear a prophet with a sound, just know that what died is about to come alive. I don't care what died in your life. Yes. I don't care whether it's a deal or a project or whatsoever, or they are no longer answering your application, yes. But something, it will come alive. Yes. Something will come alive. If you're able to stand up on your feet and speak resurrection, speak an opening, declare in the mighty name of Jesus, you are coming alive. Declare a breakthrough over your life. Speak a breakthrough over your finances. Declare a breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Jesus.
Yes, so God, we stand in prayer. We speak in the name of Jesus, supernatural breakthroughs. Miraculous openings. Miraculous open doors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yes. By the sounds of the heavens,
yes.
We prophesy,
yes.
Like Ezekiel did,
yes.
We speak,
yes.
Like Daniel did. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
We come in a prayer and fasting.
Yes.
This is the reason,
yes.
We are fasting, oh God,
yes.
For this breakthrough to happen.
Yes.
We stand in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
2026.
Yes.
We are victorious in this matter.
Yes.
We are victorious in this matter.
Yes.
We come with knowledge.
Yes.
We come with understanding.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
we
Jesus.
Are taking over the market.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus
we are
name.
Taking over the industry.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In, Jesus
in the
name.
Days of Daniel.
In the mighty
wisdom.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I command every door to open.
Yes.
Every sabotage. and every force of the enemy. For years, your child has been waiting. But the waiting is over as we pray and fast.
Waiting is over.
We decree, we declare.
Yes, Lord.
The waiting is over.
The waiting is over.
I say the waiting is over.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Your door is opening right now. I decree and declare.
Yes, Lord.
Your chapter is opening right
in
now.
Jesus' name.
I decree and declare.
Yes, Lord.
Your finances are opening right
in
now.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Congratulations.
Glory.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Powerful.
Congratulations.